The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
It's time for our daily business update with Ian Guider, the markets editor of the Business Post. Ian, we've already had a discussion earlier in the programme about urban sprawl, but you want to have a look at it as well in relation to some of the finances in relation to this and the mortgages.
Yeah, and it's very interesting now. As you said, you know, we are spending much more longer commuting to where we can afford to live. But if you think of it, it's coming from Dublin, and mortgage drawdowns now, you see the number is actually up quite substantially according to these BPFI figures. But interesting, I've been talking to a number of people in the banking world yesterday and today around it, and they are saying you might even see a bit of a slowdown in drawdowns next year because the government's social and affordable house building programme is actually picking up. So you might think that given the demand for mortgages out there and you're seeing the increase in the numbers today, that come next year when some of the things on the Rebuilding Ireland kick in, you might actually see mortgage lending slow down a little bit, which is not good for banks, but it's good for individuals out there who are saying, look, well, you know, there are local authority bodies now building houses. There's government social and affording houses out there. So that might be a factor in next year's numbers, which I think is a good thing.
There's still going to be the majority of people, though, who would want, if at all possible, to own their own home. That they see it almost as an investment and somewhere then they have...
Don't say pension.
...free to live during their pension years.
You know, if you talk to the central bank yesterday, as we did, the rules that were announced were not meant to penalise borrowers. I've always been of the view, Matt, that housing in Ireland, we have this emotional attachment to, we must own this thing. We must have the two-bedroom, the semi-detached house in Dublin city centre or in an urban centre with a front and back garden. We're not going to be living like that in the future. There is no more land to allow you to do that. We need to look at apartment living. I know you had Orla Hegarty on earlier on the week talking about it. And if you look through those Banking and Payments Federation numbers today, number of apartments built up 81% year on year. So these are the type of places where people are going to want to live in the future as well, because that's where the services are going to be as well. You cannot have this urban sprawl, Matt. We kind of need to adjust ourselves to thinking that in a modern city like Dublin or in Cork, that apartments are part of the solution, that affordable housing is part of the solution, where you may be on a overall private estate, but there is affordable housing component on it. And social housing has a role to play, because we have been criticising the government for many years now for not getting social housing. These are all part of the solutions, as opposed to what happened many years ago when everybody owned the three-bed semi-D.
Of course, this business section goes out as a podcast each evening. Our earlier discussion on urban sprawl that we had after 5 o'clock is also available as a separate podcast if you missed it earlier. Let's go to a story which I absolutely love, the Peloton story and the reasons behind the fall in the share price of the exercise bike company. This is extraordinary. All down to a Christmas ad, apparently.
Yeah, who would have thought that you could blame a Christmas ad on a company losing $1.5 billion of value? If you've not heard of Peloton, they are an exercise bike. Yes, an exercise bike that cost 2,000 quid. You're not just getting the bike, you're getting access to online promotional from fitness trainers that you can sit in your own home and be part of a class with an online fitness trainer. They released their Christmas ad in which one of the people who got it from her boyfriend, she was making a video diary, said, in the past year since I got this, I can't believe how much it's changed me. And you're kind of thinking, hang on a minute, is that not a little bit sexist now that you give your girlfriend an exercise bike to lose weight?
To get herself into shape.
This is completely tone deaf. Now, I know some people say, oh, it's just an ad, but hang on a minute here. It's fitness equipment. There are connotations around it. And shares of Peloton, since this ad came out, they fell 6% on Tuesday, 9% yesterday. They are still down right now. A short time ago, they were down by around 4%. So the valuation of the company is suffering because this ad, it has gone viral.
Well, I've seen the ad and you can see why it has been attacked. It's under the title, The Gift That Gives Back. But there are all sorts of spoof video remakes have started with it. And it has just undermined the credibility of, what was it? In fairness, I have to say, a dodgy enough business model to start with.
Yeah, like, I can't imagine if you want to buy an exercise bike, you don't need to spend €2,000. If you want to go and buy an ordinary bike to go outside, you're not going to spend €2,000.
Or you can do what I've done, which is actually get a turbo unit in which you take the back wheel off your bike during the winter months and put it into this unit, and then you can cycle indoors in the winter months.
But also, if you want to have the interactivity of a fitness class, go to a spinning class. Like, people are trying to make a gap in the market here.
Well, they're trying to persuade yourself that if you use the screen which is built into the Peloton bike, that you can do all sorts of racing against others, a sort of a Peloton community, while you stay enslaved to your own home.
And pay $2,000 plus the monthly subscription fee, because it doesn't just cost a bike, you've got to pay for the videos as well. But this company, I think they're going to learn a lesson in the next few weeks that this is not how you do a Christmas ad. Learn from somebody like Marks and Spencer or John Lewis or Guinness or somebody like who's got the ad correct.
Okay. Sterling is rising because traders believe the British election, which of course is this day next week, is a done deal, that Boris Johnson is going to get a considerable majority and force through his Brexit.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a contrarian thing where you'd be voting, you're buying sterling now and the expectation next week that Boris gets elected. That's going to be a hard Brexit. Even with the deal, it is a hard Brexit. Yes, sterling, earlier on this summer when Boris Johnson took power, sterling was trading at about 90 pence to the euro. Today, it's trading at 84.4 pence. And most of that gain in sterling has come in the last few days. People have been looking at the opinion polls, looking at the performance of the parties in the debates so far, even though we haven't had a true head-to-head between Boris and Jeremy Corbyn. And traders are forecasting the Conservative lead right now in the polls looks like it's going to deliver a majority. If the majority comes in, and we've seen today in some of the Conservative manifesto, they're talking about having the agreement he negotiated announced or through the House of Parliament by the 19th of December, get it passed through all stages by the end of next January, and Britain would then enter into the transition period. So while it will be technically leaving the European Union, it will still abide by the rules for a further year as they negotiate the future relationship.
Even though it hasn't named new EU commissioners, which seems a bit ridiculous as there's supposed to be
Well,
a transition
he would say
period.
That they are not going to be around for long enough that you don't need to name anybody, that the MEPs will be coming out as well. You know, what traders are also looking at here is the fact that the manifesto from the Tory party as well, when you look at the spending commitments in it, they are not as large as the Labour Party commitments, which would add to Britain's national debt. There'd be an awful lot of servicing of interest rates from borrowing more money. So they're also taking a bet that the Conservative manifesto, if it was implemented, would also cost an awful lot less. So therefore, sterling looks a better buy right now.
Okay, we're going to leave it at that. Thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word of Today FM. Ian Guider, Markets Editor with The Business Post.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.